The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
Ah, yes. It's 1 minute after the hour of 7 a.m. here on this hump day. All right, now, wollen Sie eine Feder? That's your German lesson. Wollen Sie eine Feder? Where is your pen? I have a pen right here in my hot little hand for those of you watching us on the live stream. Wollen Sie eine Feder? Where's your pen? We got a little German there teaching you something, all right? So one of the few phrases I learned in German class. Yeah, my German teacher showed up 5 minutes before the class period ended, and he did this all year long, and we asked him, why wait until 5 minutes before the class ends to come in and teach us German? He goes, well, they're going to cancel the class next year anyway, so why bother? I'm like, am I getting credit for this? Oh, my goodness. You got to love that. Eins, zwei, drei, vier. Yeah. Speaking of which, we're going to have Dr. Rachel Ehrenfeld on in the bottom of next hour. Now, I'll tell you what's important with it. Because George Soros' son, Alex Soros, has put out on his social media the number 47 with a bullet hole. Trump is going to be the 47th president. They want him gone. They want him out. If that's not a threat, and see, because he's got daddy's money, both of them could be, you know, because daddy's funding all this, daddy's funding Junior. Why don't we just round up daddy and Junior and treat them like enemy combatants? See, Trump is going to have to, if he gets elected, by gosh, I mean, if it happens, I mean, we're going to talk to Dr. Ehrenfeld about this in the next hour. If he gets elected in a landslide, because nobody wants Biden, he's worse than Carter. If everybody puts him in, he's going to have to deal with these enemies. I mean, this is serious. I mean, if anybody, by virtue of the fact he posted it on social media, because they want him gone. And the only way, if he's not in prison, he's dead. And the only way they do that is to knock him off, have him whacked. So, I mean, that's like putting a bounty on his head. That makes you an accomplice. So if something happens and somebody said, well, I saw it on Alex Soros' social media. Well, guess what? Alex Soros is an accessory. He is already. To me, that's a threat. You be the judge. We'll talk about that in the show today. Let's see what happened. Good news is we made TalkStream Live Power 50 again for the 12th year in a row. You can go on to TalkStreamLive.com, download the TalkStream Live app on your smartphone. You can listen to the Power Hour live by phone through TalkStream Live at 717-528-3960. See, that's another reason why you have a pen and why you have, like I have here, a pad of paper with a blank sheet ready to write stuff down, because when our listeners call in with tips and solutions and websites and things, you need to have this information at the ready. So, wollen Sie eine Feder, where's your pen? You got to have that ready to write stuff down. I'm going to give you an address. It's P.O. Box 14921, Springfield, Mo, 65814. That's in the Show Me State. We have an email address, support@thepowerhour.com. Now, why did I just give you that? Well, you got two ways you can enter to win Rick Satellite. We have another donated system to give away. Otherwise, you'd be paying, you know, $369. So rather than do that, I mean, look at, somebody just donated a system. They want a lucky listener to get it. So all you have to do is send us a letter on why you would like that dish system. and we'll hook you up. A RickSatelliteUSA.com system. And make sure you include your name, address, and phone number, because if you send them anonymously, there is no way we're going to be, you know, we're not chasing you down. We need a name, address, and phone number so Rick can call you. He wants to talk to you personally. Isn't that a nice thing? You talk about good customer service, huh? That's what that's about. 10% off of Strauss Naturals and Grown by Nature this week. This is Heart Health Month, so that's why we're doing the 10% off the Strauss Heart Drops and a free book called Beating Heart Disease. Because when we take care of our hearts as part of our self-care, we set an example for others. Just so you know. We had Bob Gresk on yesterday talking about Carbon 60, the 45-day supply in a little one-ounce bottle. You can pre-order at 10% off right now at the Power Mall. You can go to thepowermall.com and order that way. Or you can wait until we open up at about 55 minutes from now at 877-817-9829 and order it there. We also have the Rife machines available for drop ship. I swear by them. I sleep on one every night and get bombarded with frequencies. And depending on what ails you, you set a frequency for it. Five of those frequencies in the 30 bank of frequencies are programmable. So if you have a specific condition, you can look up in the book. It's got over 800 different things in the book that you get with the Rife machine. About the size of a Game Boy. It's got leads. You plug them in. You can strap them to your feet. You can buy the mat kit and lay on the mat. You can sit on the mat, too. You got hemorrhoids? Oh, gosh, I know. We don't want to talk about stuff like that. You know what those are, right? They can be internal as well as external. See, a lot of people, you know, you go to the bathroom and you see blood, and it's like, oh, I've got cancer. No. If you've been stressed out, you might have hemorrhoids. Of course, you know, we're not medical doctors here, and you should check with your doctor if you think that's a problem. Of course, you know, he's probably going to want to stick his finger up you know where. That's always pleasant, isn't it? Well, here's the thing. The Rife machine has a setting for that. So look at all the money you're going to save not going to the doctor and have him do something embarrassing. And you can just find the setting in the book, program it into the Rife machine, and just sit on your mat. Watch TV for a few hours, man. If you're going to be a couch potato, just watch TV and sit on the Rife pad. And we'll watch the troubles. Just frequency away. Gets rid of the hemorrhoids. You know, I mean, everybody's gotten different results with these things, like everything. You take a lot of vitamin C, a lot of vitamin D, you know, things we're doing, quercetin to get rid of COVID. You know, now we got carbon 60. Bob just told you yesterday about a guy that his buddy snuck a bottle of that stuff in and he drank the whole thing. They were about to put him on a ventilator. Next day, walked out of the hospital, completely healthy. Checked out, took off, healthy. Just drank the whole bottle right then and there. Must be something to it. Doctors, of course, they want to shoot you full of big pharma because they get paid. They get incentivized to murder people. We know that. I have enough victims I've talked to and their families. One of those sad states of affairs that was at the Halt Hospital homicide last March 25th. It was interesting meeting all those people that whose relatives were murdered in hospitals because they put them on the COVID protocol. See, if they'd had the Rife machine, there would be no need to go to the hospital because they've got COVID settings. And they constantly are updating. Yeah, you can get emails that way. And see, the book that you get is just loaded with stuff. So, anyway, we appreciate you shopping at the Power Mall because we're 100% reader supported, and without your help, we wouldn't be here. Nicole in Florida is a mother of two boys, a wife, and a business owner. She's got multiple myeloma cancer that's spreading throughout her body. And we want to hold prayers up this morning for Nicole that she can be healed of this. I just know that people have used that Rife machine, have had results. Nicole, we want to steer you in the right direction here. We had Megan Smith on talking about alternative cancer therapies. We want to help you beat this thing, but, you know, God is number one. We want to put our faith in him first. And, Father, we just lift the situation up and put your healing hand on Nicole whatever she has to do, Father, that you inspire her, give her word of knowledge and exercise word of wisdom, which is knowledge applied to get her healed, because she has a family to take care of, and it's not right that she should be attacked. We know it's the adversary that's doing this, Father, and we just rebuke him right now in the name of your son, Yeshua. Amen. Can I get an amen out there for Nicole? Thank you. You see how easy that was? All you had to do was go to thepowerhour.com, click the community tab, and hit the button that says prayer request. And we do it right there, right here on the show. Anything wrong with that? I don't think so. So we appreciate your amens out there, because two or more people agree in his name, it'll be added unto them. And by the way, for those of you first-time customers, 10% off your order by using the code FIRST, the number 10 at checkout. It also applies to phone orders at 877-817-9829. Did you write that down? And if you don't have a Power Mall catalog, you know, because you don't have internet, I get it. Well, we'll send you a Power Mall catalog if you want. We are constantly updating it, so you want to request one, we'll get you hooked up. All you got to do is just call that toll-free number. I'm going to give it to you again, because people say, Dave, you talk too fast. Well, I got a lot of information to cover here at 11 minutes after the hour. 877-817-9829. All right. Past the conversation we're going to have with Dr. Rachel Ehrenfeld, we're moving along here in the news. Now, here's what's happening on top in world news. Tucker has done it again. Tucker has a video out that's about 4 minutes and 20 some odd seconds, since I subscribed to Tucker because I want to know what he's up to. And I paid the money to subscribe, so you wouldn't have to. I can tell you what's going on. All right. He has a video out, and he is what looks like he's standing on a balcony in a hotel, and the backdrop is Moscow. He's there. And he's confirmed he's going to interview Vladimir Putin. He's there to interview Putin. He's in Russia. He said, we'll be doing that soon. Rumors, of course, had swirled for days after reports indicated that Tucker Carlson was spotted in Moscow. And he also says there's risk to conducting an interview like this, obviously, so we thought about it carefully over many months. And here's the thing. They've been spying on Tucker Carlson, invading his text and whatnot. Seems like our government knew all about what his plans were, because he was getting phone calls from people going, coming to D.C. anytime soon? You know, and then when he finally did show up, they said, yeah, well, they've been monitoring your texts and whatnot, and they know you're planning a trip to go interview Putin. And see, of course, you get these woke commentators like Aaron Burnett out front. Really? Is that what you call our program? I think I want to rename it Far Behind. I don't know what it is about her. I used to respect her. I don't anymore. Because she sits there and says that Carlson was possibly there in Moscow to interview Putin. Definitely there as a Putin-supporting celebrity. You know, see, that is that kind of crap we don't need to hear. Especially out of her. She should know better. Tucker even said in his video announcement, we're not here because we love Vladimir Putin. We are here because we love the United States. Musk is going to let him post the entire interview on X. And he's promised not to censor it in any way. And of course, Tucker said, we're grateful for that. Western governments, by contrast, will certainly do their best to censor this video on other less principled platforms, because that's what they do. They're afraid of information they can't control, but if you have no reason to be afraid of it, he said. We're not encouraging you to agree with what Putin may say in this interview. We're encouraging you and urging you to watch it. You should know as much as you can, and then, like a free citizen and not a slave, you can decide for yourself. See, he says all the right things. And of course, they're going to have a translator. And we hope that Putin doesn't say something and the translator takes it and misinterprets it. So I'm sure that they've got somebody that speaks Russian there. So, you know, Dasvidaniya and Nimnoga are about the only Russian I know. But here again, you deserve, according to the video that Tucker put out last night, which I watched the whole thing. He's basically saying, look, American people, if we're supporting this garbage in Ukraine, don't you think you need to know what's really going on here from the other point of view? You've seen Zelensky in D.C. pontificating and begging, which is what he's doing. And he's trying to put a guilt trip. Oh, you have all these labs and, you know, whatnot, underground labs, biological labs and stuff over in Ukraine. And yeah, Victoria Nuland, she knows all about it. You see, he's come about this close, and I've got my little fingers here, just my index and my thumb, if you're watching us streaming, with about a half an inch apart. Come about that close of revealing everything, and see, that's what he's got over on our Congress and the president and his cabinet. He's got that over on everybody. You know, well, we need more money. We need more money. See, the United States is getting tired of this because we're paying for it in more ways than one, like at the pump and the grocery store. Yeah. All because of the fact that he wants more money, which means we got to go borrow it. That hurts us. So Tucker is over there. He's actually going to try to pull this off. I hope he does, because we need to see what Putin has to say. You might find out that Putin's got the goods on Biden and the administrations. Putin and Trump got along very well. Putin and Biden don't get along at all. Biden thinks he's a nitwit. Of course, most of the rest of us do, too. Hair-sniffing, ice-cream-licking nitwit. To me, that's a little perv, you know, especially when Ashley's diary's out there. I'd love to get a hold of that. I want to read what Daddy Joe allegedly did to her in the shower. That tells you what kind of guy you elected. I can't believe that Democrats actually would vote for this moron. I really can't. I mean, that they don't call him Pedo Joe for nothing. I mean, then you got Ashley's diary floating around, and everybody's getting in trouble because they got a copy of it. Just ask, you know, James O'Keefe from O'Keefe Media. He'll tell you all about it. In Brussels, there's some issues going on right now. The European Union has scrapped key elements of their green agenda amid standoff with farmers. I guess they don't like poop sprayed on their front door. So following major wins last year in the Netherlands, tractor protests from farmers secured another significant victory against the globalist agenda on Tuesday, with EU President Ursula von der Leyen scrapping plans to require the ag sector to cut methane and nitrogen emissions by a third by 2040. Brussels is also set to backtrack on plans to cut the use of pesticides in half during the same time frame, which farmers have argued puts them at a disadvantage to foreign agriculture imported into the bloc under free trade deals at cheaper cost due to their countries having less stringent environmental regulations as the EU. But see, here again, if they're going to be using Roundup and garbage like that, that has glyphosate in it, we don't need it. But see, they got to feed their masses. And see, the farmers recognize this, and so do the majority of the people. And see, here's the thing. If I was Tucker, knowing what we know about Putin and all the rumors we've heard about the fact that he's supporting agriculture and farming, and he wants people to start preparing, wow, that's pretty heavy. Everybody else is going the opposite direction, trying to starve us all to death. But he, on the other hand, is allegedly telling everybody, you need to get out there and start growing gardens and canning your stuff and stocking up and all that. Now, why would he say something like that? See, that's the stuff I want Tucker to get to the bottom of. Iranian Atomic Energy Commission, by the way, Vice President Mohammad Islami announced that construction has begun on a fourth nuclear reactor in the Sea of Isfahan. Of course, there's a lot of controversy surrounding that. They're talking about putting in a new CERIC reactor, cost of $20 billion. And of course, the IAEA, that's the International Atomic Energy Agency. I can just see that. You get pulled over for DUI and the cop says, where are you headed? Yeah. I'm going to the International Atomic Energy Agency. All you got to do is say the acronym, you know. We'll see how that goes. Iran now has enough, 60%, by the way, enriched uranium to build three nuclear bombs if it took the relatively quick and straightforward step of refining it to 90%. Even more alarming assessment published by the Nonprofit Institute for Science and International Security, Iran already has refined enough uranium to weapons-grade level to produce one bomb within a week and six bombs within a month. So now you know why we reported that story. Two bomb explosions, speaking of which, have killed at least 22 people in Pakistan's province, Balochistan, on the eve of the general elections. Ooh. You talk about manipulating and putting fear in people. That's what we call a false flag. The election has been marred by violence and claims of poll rigging. No group has yet claimed responsibility for the attack in Pishin, a town of about 50 kilometers from the city of Quetta and 100 kilometers southeast of the Afghan border. 25 people wounded, 22 people dead, at least. So there you have it. Before we get into U.S. news and all the politicking going on and none of the above, ask Nikki Haley. Oh, boy, did she get creamed in Nevada? Everybody voted for none of the above. Oh, my goodness. Carolyn in Washington, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Are you aware that Hal Turner has a large portion of the transcript from their Tucker's talk with Putin?
I wasn't aware that he had done the interview already.
Yeah, and you can read large portion of it on Hal Turner's.
Right. Well, Tucker Carlson. Yeah, I know. I appreciate it. Tucker Carlson also is going to post this thing without a subscription on TuckerCarlson.com. Right. So you can also look for it there, too, because we will all be looking for it. And I'll probably put the link on the website so that everybody that's got internet could go watch it, because I think everybody needs to find out what's going on. Appreciate your call, Carolyn. Thanks so much. Let's move on to J6 news. You know, this is the thing. They're trying to get Trump by any means possible. They don't want him running. And here we have Jack Smith, Jack B. Nimble, yeah, going to the Supreme Court, trying to fast-track the case. They said no. It could end up there regardless because the U.S. Court of Appeals for D.C., three female judges, Karen Henderson, Michelle Childs, and Florence Pan, unanimously ruled Trump doesn't have immunity in January 6th. In other words, they all think he's an insurrectionist. Well, it's a D.C. Court of Appeals. Come on. So this is going to the Supreme Court. We know that, all right? Going to the Supreme Court, for sure. They don't have much time. They got to get this done pretty quick. The particular appeal stalled President Trump's D.C. trial, which had a tentative start date of March 4, but was removed from the court's calendar by February 2nd. And it may be indefinite, but this is going to go to the Supreme Court. And the big problem here is, and this is Trump talking, if immunity is not granted to a president, every president that leaves office will immediately be indicted by the opposing party. This is on his Truth Social post. Without complete immunity, a president of the United States would not be able to properly function. And of course, as a result of all of this, Matt Gaetz from Florida, representative from Florida, introduced a resolution to authoritatively state that former President Trump did not commit insurrection or rebellion against the United States. Senator J.D. Vance of Ohio has introduced companion legislation in the Senate. Now, understand about this insurrection gobbledygook in Section 3 of the 14th Amendment. Well, we're going to talk about the Constitution. Let's talk about that. You have to understand that this has been raised in some 60 venues over the last 6 months, and in 2 days is going to be argued before the U.S. Supreme Court, as activists have contended that Trump's actions on J6 preclude him from running for office based on a Civil War era statute. And you have to understand that this is just bogus. The 14th Amendment was ratified in the wake of the Civil War, granting citizenship and equal rights to all those born and naturalized in the U.S. Section 3 was added to prevent those who abandoned their office to join the Confederacy from returning to their posts without 2/3 vote from Congress. All right. That section has seldom been used outside of a Civil War context, leaving many unanswered legal questions that interested parties hope the Supreme Court's going to ferret out and answer once it hears oral arguments tomorrow. 179 congressional Republicans have argued in a brief filed in the Supreme Court that Congress has the right to vote on Section 3, not the states. So basically everything that's going on here in Colorado, Maine, and every other place that John Castro or whatever has gone in there and made a mess of things, trying to get Trump out in that state, is bogus. Because it says Congress has the authority, not the courts. So now we're going to get an issue here. And first off, you've got to look at the term insurrection. If you look it up, I'll tell you what's an insurrection. Summer of 2020, when they all say it's a peaceful demonstration, peaceful protest, and let's, you know, Harris says, let's set up a bond fund to get these people out. You know, they're just, you know, it's a peaceful protest. They're just burning down police precincts and shooting people and burning, destroying public property and private property. And all across the country, they're murdering people, including police officers and shop owners. Oh, it just, you know. You don't think that is like, Mark, you know, that would be considered a riot. All Trump did was make a speech at the Ellipse and told people to peacefully protest. I didn't hear him say commit insurrection or rebellion against the U.S. I didn't hear him say that. I didn't hear him say anything about go get your AK-47 or your AR-15 and completely load your flak jackets up with 30-round magazines full of 223 or whatever, 5.56 NATO, and go march on the Capitol and murder everybody inside. Kill all the cops on your way in the door, and then shoot all the Congress people, the ones you don't like, the ones that didn't bother to get the National Guard out there. You see, that would have been an insurrection. See, it doesn't fit the definition of an insurrection. It didn't happen. Trump didn't advocate for it. So therefore, all of this is nothing but Democrat fluff to try to further their ambitions and objectives to keep the Democrats in power. And you know the rhinos in the House, I'm talking about Ken Buck from Colorado, Tom McClintock of California, Mike Gallagher of Wisconsin. Yeah, these three, and there was a fourth one too, but we won't get into that. They all voted not to impeach Mayorkas Dorcas. 214 Republicans voting in favor and 215 voting against. And there's, you know, he would be the second cabinet official to be impeached by the House, with the last being Secretary of War William Belknap in 1876, who resigned while facing allegations of corruption. So now you know who all the rhinos are, folks. Ye shall know them by the fruits. We'll be back to talk about what happened in Nevada with Nikki Haley after these important messages from the Power Mall, the Power Hour. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Hi, this is Dave Krieger for the Power Mall. If you've seen me take a Regaresp while live streaming on the Power Hour, you should know that I take this great product from North American Urban Spice regularly. One of the worst things that can happen to a talk show host is lung congestion, and a Regaresp keeps that at bay, especially during allergy season. If you're suffering from sinus issues, you may too be suffering from sinus drainage, which gets into your lungs and that affects your breathing. I practice what I preach when it comes to having clear lungs. I can't say enough good things about a Regaresp in helping to restore lung function due to sinus drainage and allergies. If sinus issues are bugging you like they do me, do yourself a favor and pick up a bottle of a Regaresp from North American Urban Spice online at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. A Regaresp, one of the great products from North American Urban Spice.
For the past 20 years, the Power Mall has been a trailblazer, leading the way in providing our customers with only the best health, wellness, and readiness products. We have worked hand in hand, helping to grow many small businesses, and we continue to provide exceptional customer service, educating our customers so they can make informed purchases. You can shop with confidence, knowing that we have personally vetted every product that we offer. Your health and well-being means so much to us. We have championed voting with your dollars. And when you shop with the Power Mall, you are helping to keep ever so important and often censored health information in the forefront. Buy from the good guys. Shop thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829.
Hi, this is Jay from the Power Mall. I'm here to talk with you today about one of our most powerful products that does not get enough recognition. That product is Blockbuster All Clear by Good Health Naturally. Blockbuster is a blend of proteolytic enzymes and antioxidants, which combine serrapeptase and natokinase with digestive enzymes, antioxidants, pine bark extract, oh, and much more. The unique combination of these ingredients have been carefully selected to provide powerful support for a range of health conditions, with particular benefit to heart and cardiovascular. Kidney health is another area that benefits from targeted enzyme support, as there is a close link between cardiovascular system and kidney function. If you'd like to learn more about this powerful product, give me a call today, 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com.
With inflation constantly chewing away at the value of paper money, perhaps it's time for Americans to bite back. Ownership of gold and silver coins provides great counterbalance to weaker paper money value. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins. You can reach us directly at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Hi, this is Linda from the Power Mall. I would like to tell you about a product that I personally take and recommend. I was very drawn to the Bone Active Topical Rub because I want to build healthy bones and prevent age-related bone loss, which so many of my friends have. Bone Active Oil contains three of the most potent mountain herbal oils known to man: sage, rosemary, and oregano. I rub it on my joints and on the bottom of my feet, and an added bonus is that it smells amazing. Not only is it potent by just rubbing it on the body, but also can be taken internally. Take advantage of the research. Use Bone Active rubbing oil and capsules to support a healthy overall bone density response. I'd love to talk with you more about this product. Call me at 877-817-9829 or learn more by visiting thepowermall.com.
Minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time, where we are in this Wednesday hump day edition of the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. Thanks so much for joining us. We told you before the break about what happened with Dorcas Mayorkas. They didn't impeach him. And you know, of course, this is what's really funny. Steve Scalise from Louisiana is currently receiving cancer treatments. Hal Rogers from Kentucky had been absent, also returned just in time for the vote following a mid-January car accident, was seen wearing a neck brace on the floor. Boy, they just came out in droves. That it gave the Republican conference only a 2-vote majority for potential holdout members. Of course, now all the rhinos out there voted against it. So Dorcas Mayorkas isn't going anywhere. Nikki Haley, of course. I mean, if you live in Nevada, you got to look at this as a slap in the face. Well, they slap back. On the 2024 Nevada GOP primary for president, with 86% of the votes counted, according to AP estimates, here's all the candidates that were listed. Nikki Haley, Mike Pence, Tim Scott, and John Castro. Of course, the troublemaker that just got arrested for tax crimes, that filed all these lawsuits against Trump trying to get him off the ballot. And they've all been thrown out because Castro wasn't harmed. Castro got 226 votes. Tim Scott got 917. Mike Pence got 2,705. Nikki Haley got 20,799, or 30.8% of the vote, as opposed to the rest, we're all single digits. But none of these candidates, this reminds me of that movie Brewster's Millions, for those of you who've seen it, he said vote for none of the above. Well, none of these candidates got 62.9% of the vote, 42,534 votes for none of these candidates. So Nikki Haley basically technically lost to none of these candidates in Nevada's Republican primary, an unsanctioned contest that did not feature GOP frontrunner Donald Trump. Now, why was that? Because Donald Trump was at the caucuses. And, you know, Nikki Haley basically insulted the state of Nevada and said, it's not worth participating in. It's meaningless. You know, this is what she said. It's meaningless. The Silver State primary is no good. I mean, it's not going to have any effect on the rest of the race. No delegates are going to be awarded other than providing additional fodder for campaign rhetoric. But here's the other funny thing. She basically said, and this is Haley's campaign manager, Bessie Ankeny, we have not spent a dime nor an ounce of energy on Nevada. Now, how does that make you Nevada voters feel? This is in a campaign memo. And see, she wasn't at the caucus. Donald Trump was. Why? Because Haley didn't want to pay the required $55,000 caucus filing fee to participate in a process that is rigged for Trump. That's what she said. Bruce Parks, the chairman of Nevada's Washoe County GOP, denied that allegation. He said that caucus process is fair to everybody who wants to participate. Now, some other interesting news here. Following all this meeting with Donald Trump, Ronna McDaniel, the chairwoman for the Republican National Committee, has told the former president she's going to step down from her position following the South Carolina primary on the 24th. And this may also be where Nikki Haley drops out of the race because Trump right now is pounding her in the polls. I said in the polls. He's pounding her in the polls, okay? Let's get that straight. All this other gobbledygook going on with what's-her-face, the TV commentator that makes these snide remarks. Yeah, her. RFK Jr., by the way, has now come out ramping up criticism of Trump policies. And this is kind of interesting, his perspective on this, considering he's running as an independent. He said former President Trump intended to drain the swamp when he took office, but he was intimidated by bureaucrats at federal agencies and did not accomplish that objective. And of course, this is RFK Jr. speaking at a voter rally in Tucson, where he was collecting signatures to get on the Arizona ballot as an independent presidential candidate. And he said, President Trump may have been earnest when he vowed to drain the swamp, but it was business as usual during his term. And he said, John Bolton, who Trump appointed as national security advisor, is the template for a swamp creature, Mr. Kennedy said. Scott Gottlieb, who is President Trump named to run the FDA, was Pfizer's business partner and eventually returned to Pfizer to collect his payoff. You see, when you associate yourself with people that you don't vet and you take the recommendations of other people, this is crazy. But see, he knows Donald Trump personally, RFK Jr. does. They've had drinks together. They've talked together. They like each other. You know, there's no real ill will. I mean, it's not like Alex Soros that, you know, pretty much put a hit on him, Donald Trump already. We're going to talk about that at the bottom of next hour. And now this, you know, all these court cases have been stacked up against President Trump. Trump co-defendant. Now we're talking about David Schaefer now. You know, we already know about Mike Roman, who's already filed a complaint against Fannie Willis in Georgia, the Fulton County DA. She's trying to cancel a hearing that would further spotlight allegations of misconduct in her high-profile election case she's prosecuting. And, of course, now David Schaefer, the former chair of the Republican Party in Georgia and one of the alternate electors who cast a ballot for Trump in 2020, filed a lengthy motion to disqualify her, arguing she's engaged in a pattern of prosecutorial forensic misconduct. Warrants disqualification of her and her entire team, citing dozens of news articles. See, that's what it is about Fannie Willis. It's all about publicity, folks. It's all about publicity. We'll see what happens because, see, she's charging everybody with RICO. But yet all the people that have pled out to everything but RICO. Go figure. Enough said about that. She's got her hands full, that's for sure, between her and Nathan Wade, who's getting a divorce that she's fooling around with. Gotta love that. Moving to the phone lines here. Brady in Arizona. Good morning, sir. What's up?
Stratfute, Comrade Krieger.
What's up? Ah, sehr gut, ja.
Stratfute, good morning.
How you doing?
Pretty good. Hey, you seen all those farmers in over in Europe, in Ireland, all over France, and they're all revolting. But
yeah, they
showed some of the pictures of the store shelves there. There's nothing on the food shelves there. And this supply chain crackdown by the UN and the World Economic Forum, I think, is failing. Also, yesterday, Russia did a little tit-for-tat yesterday and just blew apart a weapons facility in Kiev area. It was full of naval drones, HIMARS systems, rocket systems, launch systems, many explosives, pedal bombs. You know, that doesn't even make the news here. And then you have all these different wars going on over in Yemen and Jordan, Lebanon, Syria, Iraq. And who would have known that our troops had been there for probably the last 15 years, undisclosed to the American public? And then for some reason, three Army reservists in Jordan get killed. And now we're at war? And then we're giving billions of dollars. Now we're going to give $60 billion. Again, they're voting on that today to Israel in an unofficial war. When are we going to stand up, rise up against NATO, exit today like Trump did, and restore this country?
Good question. When are we going to do that? Are we going to make our voices heard in November? Are we going to sit back and go, well, my vote doesn't count? Oh, the toilet busted again. I guess we can't go to the polls. You know, we really need to get our heads out of our keisters, folks, and make sure you're registered to vote. If you have not checked to make sure that you're in line and you're properly registered, that means if you're voting GOP, you better be registered for that, because this is what they're doing. People are all of a sudden finding out that they've registered as a Democrat. How'd that happen? That's a big problem. Thanks for your call, Brady. Appreciate that. But that is a good question, isn't it? I mean, there has to be such a groundswell. Because see, what they're going to try to do with the current 16.1 million people that have migrated across and into this country illegally over our southern border and our northern border, for that matter, they're going to try to give them all parole, give them a driver's license, get them a voter registration card so they're going to all go vote. Massachusetts is trying to get all these illegals to be able to vote. So is New York. That's what the blue states are going to do. Doesn't matter, because here's the thing. If a majority of the states and the independents and the Democrats that don't like going to the grocery store and the gas pump and paying through the nose and being raped at the pump. That reminds me of that story of the woman that called and said that, you know, she was raped at the gas station. And cops showed up. She said, well, you know, do you have a suspect? Yeah. And she points right there at the gas pump. That's the kind of feeling you get, right? Raped at the gas pump. Yep. Yep, I know. Who pumped Ethel? I know what you're thinking. Yeah, good joke. But hey, no, it's not a joke when you're paying the kind of prices you were paying. And see, people look back at the Trump administration as much as they, you know, all these people want to get him and they hate him. The thing is they had it good during the Trump years. Yeah, I know this whole thing. He really does need to apologize for Operation Warp Speed. Nobody wants to take the jab. I mean, the ones that all trusted the government did. The one that put their faith in government instead of God did. Oh, well. Now everybody's putting their faith in the Super Bowl. Oh, you know how much faith they're putting in the Super Bowl? $23.1 billion with a B. $23.1 billion. That's how much money is being laid out the line on sports books nationwide on the Super Bowl. $23.1 billion in wagers. Wow. 68 million Americans placing a wager on Sunday's game. That's a massive 35% jump over the 16 billion in bets for last year's game. Wow. And no, the NFL isn't banning Taylor Swift from the Super Bowl. Oh no, she's going to fly in from Japan and shake it off up in the booth up there with, you know, Brittany Mahomes and everybody else, Jason Kelsey, they'll all be in the booth watching this, watching Travis. I took the jab and the flu shot at the same time with my Band-Aid sleeves rolled up, you know, sell out. Kelsey, yeah, I know. Hey, I'm a Chiefs fan. You know that. I don't mince words. I used to cover the media in Kansas City and covered all the Royals and the Chiefs and everything else. So, you know, I knew a lot of them way back when. But, you know, the story about the NFL banning Taylor Swift is completely fake. However, there is a little side note here. I didn't post this in there because I didn't think it was that important, but I just want to let you know she's really upset because her private jet that takes her everywhere because she's a billionaire. You know, there's this stuff going on in the back channels. They're all floating the idea that Taylor Swift is a psyop who's only become popular due to artificial boosting from the U.S. intelligence community. And now we got this baseless conspiracy theory, according to the media, that she's going to endorse Joe Biden. You know, after the Chiefs win the game, they're going to she's going to lock arms with Travis Kelsey, and the two of them are going to endorse Joe Biden. Well, I'll tell you what, that would be her political death knell as far as people. You know, see, you wonder what's going on in Hollywood, because, I mean, we talked about this yesterday on the show. Hollywood, anybody that opens their mouth and talks about anything political, now we're talking about, I mean, you make fun of the Grammys, you make fun of the Oscars, you sit there and chew on them, and you find fault, and they ban you. You talk about the difference in Palestine, or you take a side in Palestine, Israel, you protest against Israel, and they're all a bunch of genocidal maniacs, and yeah. And Hollywood goes, nope, sorry, because it's run by Jewish people. You all want to just sit there and say, oh, Dave, you can't say stuff like that. Well, sure I can. You know, after seeing some of the stuff I've seen lately from the Jews themselves. I mean, their Messianic Jews are even coming out with this stuff. Brother Nathaniel even said it on Alex Jones. And Alex apparently didn't like a whole lot of what he said because he banned the video. But it's out there. We watched it. I'm just like, whoa, seriously. I mean, there's a whole lot of back channel stuff out there that we've been talking about that it just gets crazy. But no, Taylor Swift will end up. You know, here's the thing. We're talking about people spending $23.1 billion in bets, trying to make money. Gee, I wonder if it's to pay all their credit cards off, because credit card and auto loan delinquencies are up, way up over the past year. All right. Understand that credit cards and auto loans are securitized. You have to understand that. They're saying you're in default. If the loan's been securitized, you are never in default. Remember that. They're saying delinquencies are more than 90 days overdue. On day 91, they're applying for all that credit insurance, the credit default swaps on Wall Street, all of that. They're getting paid by all these insurance policies on your credit cards and your auto loans, and you don't even know it. Now, because nobody ever said anything about it. Well, I'm telling you right now, credit card balances rose by $50 billion to $1.13 trillion in the fourth quarter. Auto loan balances climbed by $12 billion to $1.61 trillion. Higher interest rates. Yeah, you see, everybody's got to go out and keep up with the Joneses and get that brand new car. Yeah, they don't want to go win it on the Price is Right. Nope, they'd have to pay taxes on it anyway. But hey, I mean, you buy at what, 10.69% auto loans? Really? We're going to do this? And then they securitize the paper. Gotta love it. They securitize student loans too, but who cares? Now Biden will just forgive it. Wait long enough. Oh, my. You see how crazy this is? Tim in Michigan, welcome to the show. Go ahead.
Let's see. The NFL 2 years ago was in the toilet due to their kneeling and disrespecting the raising of the flag. Black Lives Matter. And now bring in Taylor Swift, and the NFL is flying right now.
Tim, not only that, but they're going to have some woman come out, a black lady come out, and sing the black national anthem. How does that grab you?
Oh, it doesn't surprise me. But if people don't think that Taylor Swift was inserted in here, and maybe innocently too, but they don't miss an angle on everything. This is for her. I mean, I checked Lucas Stadium in Indiana for tickets. Mm-hmm. The floor tickets are 5,000, not the floor, anywhere near the stage is lower level is $5,000 a seat. The very upper section is $2,300 for the seats up at the top.
For nosebleed?
This woman is selling it for nosebleeds. Look it up.
Oh, my God.
Look up Lucas Stadium. And my whole point is that if you don't think Taylor Swift was inserted into the NFL to try to clean up the mess that was created, because viewership was down, everything was down, nobody was watching the NFL, and now this is all a psyop. But the biggest news, Dave, I heard Hale Lindsey. Do I have the name right? Lindsey Hale? I believe he was on Jeff Rentz last night, and he made a he said that he has heard, because somehow he's got connections, that Poland has told the pilots in Poland that the eastern corridor of Poland, you must and you better have identifiers on your planes. Do not even go into that section, and if you do, you better have something on your plane. And what he's saying is that he figures they're opening up a corridor, and NATO is getting ready to go into Ukraine, people. They're opening up a corridor, and they're getting ready to do it. NATO's so going to go into Poland, and hang on to your hang on, people.
Yeah, so here's the thing. If they don't have some sort of transponder with identifier codes on it, they'll get shot down. That's what you're saying.
No, they're telling them this. Yes, they are. And more so is because he's saying that they plan on invading into Ukraine. That's what NATO, they're getting ready for NATO advancement.
Yep. I tell you, I don't
warning
know.
People
yeah,
about.
I think the elitists all want revelation.
I know you don't like
out.
Dates. Yeah. I know you don't like dates, but he's saying what he's hearing, it's like this is going to go down maybe right around May 5th. Right in that area, right in May someplace. This is their plan. NATO plans go in.
Interesting.
So get
all
ready,
right.
People. One quick thing on Swiftie. I saw a little concert clip of her, and she's at her grand piano, and it's pouring down rain, and she's sitting there talking to the audience, and her piano started to play. A grand piano, not an electric piano. A grand piano started plunking away. So, people, nothing's real.
Yeah.
I'm not saying she's not talented. Of course she's talented. But, come on, a grand piano started playing on its own.
I know.
I'm just telling
you. I know, Tim. She's just, if you accuse her of that, you know what she's going to do? She's just going to shake it off.
Well, hey, Madonna, they accused Madonna of doing the same thing. And she finally got upset and said, look, I'm doing tough dance routines. I cannot sing. And people come here to hear a show, and they don't need to hear me bouncing and breathing. She said, of course,
yeah,
you lip-sync parts of it.
Oh.
You know, $5,000 for a seat to see Swift, and she's selling out wherever she goes.
There you go. Milli Vanilli all over again. All right, Tim. Thanks. We appreciate that. I love it when they chime in. Jeff in North Carolina, we got you real quick. Go ahead.
Yeah, he kind of stole my thunder a little bit. What I was going to ask you, Dave, was what was the starting prices of the tickets to the Super Bowl, and what was the range of prices on them? That's what I was going to ask you.
Yeah, no, I mean, I don't know what the prices are because I don't bother checking into stuff like that. I'm not going to Vegas. Oh, for gosh sakes. I mean, I can watch it on CBS. So that's where it's going to be at. So I have no intention of even betting on the sports book either, because this is too close to call for those of you interested. I don't know. Just, you know, I won't be drinking Bud Light. I guarantee you that. We'll be back. Mike, stay on the phone. Jeff, if you want to talk further, stay on the phone. We'll be right back after these important messages from the Power Hour. Stay with us.
To help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.